Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Today's episode, we're going to be looking at the question, which is, when a client follows you on Instagram, should you follow back? And I want to take actually this specific question, and it's come from Adam Nunn. I actually want to expand this question out to be, when a client follows you on any platform, what should you be doing? So let's talk about Instagram first. So when someone follows you on Instagram, you want to make sure that you're following them back if it's relevant for you to follow them back. So I don't follow everybody back when they follow me. And the reason being is because sometimes it might not be relevant. Sometimes you just don't want to clog your feed up with too many people. So it's a real combination. Now, I would say rule of thumb, when it comes to clients, you should be following yourself, every person who does business with you on social media. So anybody who's done business with you, so a client of yours, you should follow them. Yes, that is, in my opinion, is definitely something that should be done. And the reason is because that's like your old school Rolodex. Like, that's where you're able to find these people, stay in touch with these people, and see what they're doing outside of their day-to-day life in regards to mortgages, because obviously they live their lives outside of just getting their mortgage with you. You guys, we are mortgage brokers, and we are people who work in this industry. So for us, that's happening every single day. But for them, they have their normal life, they go to their job, they spend time with their family, they have their hobbies. And so when you're connected to them and follow them, you're going to see that, which gives you more chance to interact with them through those 5 years, 2 to 5 years before they need you again for a mortgage. And so that 2 to 5 years, if you can engage with them on a more personal level, then you're definitely going to see a return, because that's keeping that relationship going with them. And there's not really much interest in for mortgages. Obviously, you keep posting content about mortgages, but in the stories, you interact with their content. And yeah, so you should be following every client who you do business with, and you should be friend requesting every client on Facebook. So I would say the answer is yes. And if they follow you first, 100% follow them back. Now, the line, and by the way, this would be the same. I would do this on Instagram, on LinkedIn, well, LinkedIn's a bit different. Maybe it depends. LinkedIn is more of a strategic targeting for outreach, so it wouldn't be the same. But on Facebook for sure, and Instagram definitely, you want to be following them back if they follow you. If they are a client, meaning they paid you already, they've used your service, then yes, they're worth following. Are they worth following if they're a prospect? So this is the other thing. So if someone follows you who isn't your client, but is your ideal client fit, they are the ideal prospect, then that comes down to a view on how you want to deal with it yourself personally, because you don't want to clog your feed up with people who are prospects potentially and not clients, because you can't use the social media platform in the way you'd like to, which is engaging with existing clients, which is what you really want to do it for. So you have to take a view on that as to whether you want to do it or not. I follow all my clients, obviously, and then I get a lot of mortgage brokers, I get like a natural churn. So as Instagram and you will, I'll probably lose 5, I'll add 6, I'll lose 7, I'll add 6, like it goes up and down. But what I notice is a lot of people who leave are people who are less interested in what I do. The ones that add are more brokers now, more financial services professionals. So what I notice with those is I do look at everyone who follows me. Sometimes I will follow them back, sometimes I won't. It really comes down to how I'm feeling in the moment, and also really comes down to how far ahead that person is in their journey. So if someone adds me and they're like got a brand new profile and stuff, like, then I probably wouldn't follow them. I don't follow really people who are inactive. So if people are very inactive, I will unfollow them. If I don't interact with them much on Instagram, will say it's least interacted, I will remove them from that. What else do I do? I will also I will follow people who are very interactive with me. So if someone is commenting, and that's a little tip for you, if you follow me and then you comment on my posts, or you comment on my stories and then you ask me questions in the chat, like in the question poll, which comes up on the podcast, I'll most likely follow you then, because you're becoming more and more obvious in my world. And that's something that I have definitely seen, I think, broken into the same. If you start to add everybody, it becomes very hard. Now, a little trick that you can do if you want to add everybody is when you add clients, you can do this in different ways. But if you're using this as for business only, Instagram has a favorites tab, and Instagram's favorites tab, you can add clients and then you could favorite them. And then if you go onto Instagram, all you have to do is press the little favorites only, and then it'll bring up only favorites in the feed as opposed to just everybody. So that's a great way of doing it. I use that for clients, funnily enough. So I use that for paying clients. So when people have paid for working with me, I will favorite them. If they're no longer working with me, they remove out of the favorites. So there's always that kind of 20, 22 people in that favorites at any given time. And I can just turn that on and see what all of them are doing on Instagram straight away. I don't have to worry about, because all I have to do is press that button and I can see them every day, what they're doing. So that could be really good if you're going to do like an engagement strategy on Instagram, where you're deciding I want to engage with my clients on Instagram. Just click on the favorites and you'll be able to see all the stuff they're posting, and you can comment on that. And that means if you're doing like an engagement time and you're like, I'm going to engage with broader people, and then I'm going to engage with clients only, you can do that too. So it's a real benefit. You're going to get more benefit engaging with clients than you are as brokers. Maybe not so much with me. With me, not really what I do, but what you guys do, you're going to get more benefit engaging with clients than you are people who've paid you, than you are engaging with people who haven't. And the reason is because they've got buying behavior. They've proven that they like your service. They want your service. They're happy to pay. And so they're going to increase the chance of referral. They're going to increase the chance of you just getting that over the line. It's better use of your time, spending time engaging with them. Like I said, referral and repeat business for them coming back. And also insurance and things like that. There's a much higher chance of you picking up new business for insurance, for anything like that, if you're engaging with them. So yeah, I would follow every client that pays for you, and I would take a view on whether you want to or not. But find on the ones that don't, but you want to make sure it's very easy for you to identify clients who've paid you, so you can just open your phone and engage 5 minutes, 10 minutes when you have chance, and you're just in the kind of the thick of it. That's what I would say. Anyway, that's today's episode. I will see you in the next one. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.